This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Driverless cars have been operating in Denver for months, but now they're losing their human supervisors. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Waymo, the robo-taxi company, will allow its vehicles to rove around Denver in a true autonomous mode without any human operator in the vehicle starting this month. For now, the company is only offering service to its own employees and only in certain areas, but it expects to take on passengers later this year. The company argues its vehicles are far safer than human drivers in aggregate, but it's also had to stamp out some eye-opening glitches, like driving through construction zones in other states. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Two wildfires, the Aspen Acres and the Ferris Fire, are now among the top 10 largest fires in Colorado history. Thousands of Coloradans are living in makeshift situations right now, forced out of their homes by wildfire. Ashley Stock and her 9-year-old daughter had only minutes to evacuate as the Aspen Acres fire approached their home.
It's nerve-wracking, just because we don't know what we're going to walk into when we're finally able to return home.
The Ferris Fire has burned more than 60,000 acres and remains less than 20% contained. It has burned largely in public land in rural Dolores County. Meanwhile, the Aspen Acres Fire is more than 96,000 acres and only 14% contained. Thunderstorms moved through southern Colorado late yesterday afternoon, dropping rain on that fire, but the precipitation was spotty and inconsistent. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.